This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Transparent at all levels of government and every agency. As a member of the Oversight Committee, I take my role on the Oversight Committee very seriously. I had a chance to review the memo. In my opinion, there's nothing in that memo that would jeopardize our national security or unmask anyone.
To release the memo or not, we're still talking about this bloody memo. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The voice you just heard was Congressman James Comer. You heard what he said there. He thinks they should release it. It was the memo that was drafted by Congressman Devin Nunes. He says he doesn't see an issue in releasing it whatsoever. He said he looked at it. Now we all want to see what's in it. Do you think it's dry as dirt, or is there something salacious in it? Is the most talked about thing, I think, around the Beltway, but certainly outside of the Beltway, too, because I like to say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. And I got 10 emails about this email this morning when I woke up. So who better to throw the ball to on a Super Bowl weekend? I think she can catch it. I know she can catch it. She's the grand dame. That'd be Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Hey, Ellen.
Hi. So, okay, the memo has several little aspects to it. One is, did Nunes change it before he sent it out to the White House? Did he make grammatical corrections, or did he actually change it substantially? The Democrats are saying that he changed it substantially. We actually don't know because we haven't seen the memo. I'm a liberal, but I do believe that government covers things up and that we need to have things open. However, the Democrats made a response to that memo, and that has not been voted out of committee. So that's a big question. Now also the FBI director threatened to quit if the memo is released. Rosenstein, who's the deputy attorney general and who's in charge of this special counsel, rumor has it that this may be a reason that Trump wants to get rid of him. We just honestly don't know until we've seen the memo.
All right, so it's all about the memo again, and we'll kick that into next week, the drama over the memo, whether it's phony drama, right drama, or like you said, is it a cover-up? I mean, who knows? It's very, very crazy. The best headline I saw, Ellen, in this whole thing, it was on one of the networks, I don't know, it might have been CNN, where they said Devin Nunes is acting like he's in a spy thriller.
That is a great line. That's a great line.
It is a great line. It is.
I'm sure he never expected to be put up to this position that he's in now, where his name has become a household word.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we go from that to Mueller and what's going on with this whole Russia investigation, because we've been talking about that for, I don't know how long, 18 months, 19 months now?
Right. So the question is whether Mueller has anything or not, and whether now there's this issue of Hope Hicks, who is, I think she's 27 or 28 years old. She's under 29, that's for sure. And, you know, all kinds of rumors are how close she was to Donald Trump and all that kind of stuff. Who knows? But now the question is whether she obstructed justice by saying that the memo was never, the emails that Donald Trump Jr. sent about that meeting at Trump Tower would never see the light of day or something like that is basically what she said. And the question is whether that's really obstruction of justice or not. So, I mean, that's thrown this whole investigation into a whole nother area that we never expected.
Yeah. All right, so Hope Hicks, we'll see what that deal is. Donald Trump talking about tweeting out about his State of the Union ratings, and now there's like some controversy that kicked up over that.
Well, he's saying that it was the most watched State of the Union ever. It is true that it got more tweets than any State of the Union, but people are using Twitter now. The biggest State of the Union in recent history in the last, 40, 50 years was the State of the Union that actually Clinton gave in 93. And actually last year's numbers for it's not a State of the Union, but it was his first address to a joint center of a group of Congress, because, of course, he hadn't been president long enough to give State of the Union just a couple of days, was actually more watched than this one.
Yeah, wow. So much happening in D.C. Aren't you glad you're still there and doing all this stuff with Talk Media News?
Well, you know, I'm actually, but right now, I just left D.C. this afternoon, so I'm not there right this second. But, yeah, what can I say? You know, we were up at Congress for the State of the Union. That was pretty wild. And as a former staff member of mine said, you can hold a microphone up to either a Democrat or Republican and say, eat, you know what, and you're going to get just talking points. And when you hear the same talking points time and time again on either side, you know that they have decided what those talking points are ahead of time.
Yeah, crazy. All right, have a good one, Ellen. Thanks so much for popping
on. Thank you.
This is a big weekend when it comes to the Super Bowl. So coming up at the tail end of this hour, when everybody at the ready, you're listening to me, you got one eye open. I'm calling all of you on this because I got some great prizes, but more than that, I always say it's about the bragging rights. Come on, it's about the bragging rights. So we're going to do that nail the score thing, meaning at the end of the hour, it's the last time for the NFL. It's my Philadelphia Eagles taking on the New England Patriots. Who's going to win? What's the final score going to be? And it's important you have a score in your mind, you know, first one in the shoot, you own that score. And I also let people hit us up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. I just say that because he said he invented it, right? Didn't he say that one time? So you want to keep these numbers handy. It's not until the tail end of the hour, and I'm going to keep pumping this out there because a lot of you have asked me about it, not just Sharon in Maine. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Did you just hit the side of the bed stumbling looking for that pen? Uh-huh, because I know you're listening. You got it on your radio dial there, and you're listening. So that's what you do. And call us at the end when we go to nail the score. And you may end up being the winner. All right, before we get there, there's so much to talk about, including the deep dive we're going to do in the mailbag. That's certainly coming up this hour, too, as well. And I got to tell you this. I purposely watch this because, of course, you know, I'm a content junkie. That's what I like to say. I'm a content curator. That's what I do, whether I'm speaking on this microphone or speaking on a big stage somewhere. And it's unbelievable how much incredible content and how much fake content and how many exaggerated facts are out there and how many great, interesting nuggets of gold are out there that get buried. So I unburied some of the gold that we will get to coming up in our next segment. So stories you might not have heard because there's so much else that jumps in front of it, it's something you didn't hear. So what you don't know that I'm going to tell you. We know about the flu. Everybody's talking about the flu, and I've got a mother-in-law who's sick, and I've mentioned this before, and I just today found out she's got MRSA and she's got pneumonia in both of her lungs. And, you know, she's in her early 60s, but she's has breathing problems, and she's in a facility, and boy, they've had flu raging through there, all kinds of problems. And I know some of you have called me, written to tell me in Portland, in Sarasota, listening to us in New York, listening to us in New Orleans, telling us about your flu dilemma and some of what's happened. It just seems like it's the worst that I've ever talked about it on the air, even though I don't think the numbers are the highest that we've ever seen quite yet. All right, those nuggets of gold on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Talk about some of those gold nuggets that might be missed on a weekend. Yeah, who doesn't applaud when you say the word gold? We've got these gold nuggets here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, that, you know, we're talking about. I always say, what is everybody in America jawing about? And this crazy memo, this Nunes memo, which could be a bunch of baloney, nothing, could be something hidden they don't want seen. It's crazy how the FBI director has gone batty over the memo, and then others are saying, there's nothing in this. It's like an exaggerated opera drama ridiculousness. It doesn't make any sense. It's like La Boheme political style. So there might not be anything there, but everybody's talking about it. Then we just went through the State of the Union. That's being talked about. And the flu is obviously a flashpoint for so many of us because it's affecting so many of us. And sadly, a lot of seemingly healthy people have died from the flu, young people. But what about those other stories that, of course, get buried that just are maybe slight buzzes, but you don't really hear about it because of everything else that's roaring out there in this wild information age that we live in? So I got a couple of them for you, and I'm gonna use Andy here at the top with me to ask him this question. So Andy, there is a new survey out that talks about the best time for sex for a woman when they're most interested in sex.
Really?
I'm going to have you get, yes, really. You know, the whole, our biology, etc. When is the best time that women now are into sex, if you have good sex, that kind of stuff. So this is the three choices. 35 years old, 57 years old or 66 years old? What do you think it is? What age? 35, 57, 66.
I'm going to go with 35, Kate.
You know what? That's a good guess, Andy, because I would have said 35 too, but you know what it is? It's 66. Yeah. They say that sex improves when, you know, because women are 70% less tolerant of bad sex than men.
70% that sounds accurate.
That does sound accurate. 70% less tolerant. So being picky. So the people over 50 and 60 in this survey, they've surveyed, they surveyed a lot of people, and they found that this is what happened over the years. They kept looking back at the data to see, you know, because it's never 100%. People say all kinds of things. But that's what they found because of the way women especially felt that, you know, that it was the older age, believe it or not, that the best age for sex in women is 66, and for men, it's 64. And they say it's a common misconception that younger people are having better sex. And this was done by a certified sex therapist at Revive Therapy and Healing, who says that this is good. Well, she, you know, flushed out the survey a little bit, said that this is good news all the way around. And the dating service Match helped conduct this research, so that everybody know where it comes from. Research Now is what it is. And they really, you know, dove into this. They did a survey and they looked at a lot of single people and a lot of different ages and talked about a lot of things over a certain time period. And that's what they found. So boy, isn't that interesting. 66.
I wonder how they came to that conclusion.
People would have to be honest, but they would have had to ask all different ages, and they would have had to ask, obviously men and women, because the men were included in it, but this is really about females. So isn't that interesting? And I think it's just because, you know what, when you get to 66, you're saying, you're not concerned about anything. I mean, in a way. So I think maybe, I don't know, inhibitions or something go, wow. I'm just telling you, Andy, you're still young. You don't have to go after a woman who's 66.
It'll be a long time.
I know I'm going to get emails on this, but it's crazy. I think it's just feeling comfortable with your body or something, and that's what they're saying. So the research is saying, look, that's just because people are more comfortable, and it's a whole different time of life. So there's great news for women in their 60s.
Maybe that's something to do with at that point, you more so know what you want, and maybe when you're younger, you don't.
That's what I think, of course. Yeah. How even I am today versus what I was at 18 or 20 or 25 even is completely different, I think, a little bit. I mean, just one out of my life in general is a little bit different. I shouldn't say completely, but it's a little bit different than what I thought about earlier. So interesting. Thank you, Andy, for your guess.
You're welcome.
So he says 35. I know you're just all cringing out there under the blankets. All right, so how about this? Here's another gold nugget for you. And this is not a shock, but America's most hated companies. What are the most hated companies in America? So here's a bunch of them. Facebook. And why? Because of the fake news. That started that whole thing of fake news, the whole Russia hacking deal, the deceptive ads.
Mm-hmm.
So they make the list at number 18. The Weinstein Company, I can say that easy, the Weinstein Company does. And why is that? Because of the Pandora's box that Harvey Weinstein opened up with all these accounts of sexual abuse and how it ripped open Hollywood and frankly started the whole Me Too thing and has really infuriated a lot of people. United Airlines. Why? Because people are still upset over the video of the passenger being removed forcibly from his seat that went viral last year. So a lot of people don't like that. But they're further down the list. Right at the top of the list, number one, Equifax. our Equifax is number one. And why is that? Because we even had one of my pals on to talk about it, because it was hit by that massive hack last year. So 145 million Americans were at risk for identity theft. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now check this out, because it's a big weekend in the NFL. So Fox Entertainment Group is number two because of all the sexual harassment claims. The CEO, Roger Ailes, the former CEO, et cetera, go down the list. There was so much harassment of that was going on at Fox that so many, Bill O'Reilly was dumped and other people were dumped out of the machine. And then the NFL, because like I said, it's a big weekend. So what is that? The NFL really got a black eye over the kneeling during the national anthem. So the controversy over that, even though it's still super popular, I mean, look, I do a weekend show on NBC. It's huge on the Peacock Network. Of course it is. And this year, it's on NBC. And look, I like football. But the controversy over the kneeling really put them on a list of hated companies. No doubt about that. Again, the NFL. Spirit Airlines, I can totally relate to that. You know, you get nickeled and dimed to death, but you know when you fly on it, you are trying to go cheap. So you're thinking, everybody's nickel and diming you. Even when you're like platinum, like I am with American, Spirit Airlines is just no frills. If you have a big butt cheek, you're lucky if one can fit on the seat. I'm serious. It is crazy. It is, of course, it has low customer satisfaction because there is nothing happening there. You're not getting any customer service, really. And it's not the fault of the people that are the flight attendants or the pilots, because that's how they operate. That's how they roll. Monsanto. Why is Monsanto on the list? Because of the chemicals. All the chemicals, DDT, PCBs, Agent Orange, Roundup, the weed killer. Boy, I have some of that. I'm sure I still have another bottle of it in my garage that I probably have to dump for some of the things that they're saying is in it. But that's what's going to happen. You're going to make a list like that. Absolutely, right? All right, and here's the other story, the little nugget of gold quickly I'll tell you. How about this? Ford is selling a $90,000 Lincoln SUV fast. They're selling them like hotcakes. It's like a run on pancakes at IHOP, but more expensive, $90,000. They can't keep up with the demand for Lincoln Navigators, right? They want the high trim on it, which makes it up to like $100,000. The Lincoln SUV, you know, it is a really nice-looking ride. I have to admit, I like the ride. I saw one the other day just pass me by, and it's like, I wonder what that is. And then I realized that's exactly what I was looking at, and it's so hard to keep them on the lots. All right, when we come back, we're diving into your thoughts as we hit the mailbag here on America Tonight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
And I am dying to hit this mailbag. And to remind you that we're doing the Nail the Score thing coming up in our next segment. So we'll preview the Super Bowl, which it was a really hard decision for me to go to the Super Bowl or not, because I could go to the fabulous GCN mothership, the studios, and see everybody. But then I thought, you know what? I've been to 15 Super Bowls, and I don't want to go to freezing cold Minnesota and have to try to hustle around and cover the Super Bowl. I want to watch it. I want to enjoy it. And since I already talked to a lot of the people with the team, it didn't make any sense to me. So I decided that I would stay nice and warm in my satellite facility and get to enjoy the Super Bowl that way. So Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots, the Patriots, of course, after that big comeback win over Atlanta last year. But this is a different year, different team, different matchup. Nailing the Score. You do it, you win all the prizes, and boy, it would be really fun for someone to nail it on the Super Bowl. So keep these digits handy. Next segment, we're going to do that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Instead, let's dive into the mailbag right now. This one is from Don, and he says, "Hi, Kate. I've been a big fan of the show. I hate it when people say that in talk radio. First-time caller, long-time listener, but I just felt like I had to throw that in there. Ha-ha, because I knew you would laugh and you would read it. But I really am a big fan of yours. I respect you, and I hope you kick butt, because you are that voice in the night that deserves to be heard. I'm so surprised you haven't been picked off. Good for GCN that somehow they maintain you on their network." Okay, so now with all the flattery out of the way, he says, "But I got to tell you, Your Philadelphia Eagles, my dear, are going down, down, down. There is no way the great Tom Brady is not going to come back and win another Super Bowl. It could be a close Super Bowl, but I don't think it's going to be an Eagles victory. I think that it comes down to the fact that Bill Belichick is one of the big factors, and you certainly know this, Kate. If anyone knows sports probably better than me, it would be you, and I'd be hard-pressed to believe that New England is going to lose this one to Philly. I'd be hard-pressed to believe that... I shouldn't say that. I think it is going to be a close game, and I think it could be a toss-up. New England is now, it's been pushed down a little bit more, is favored by 4. And it is partly, I think, about what Belichick does so well and Tom Brady implements so well is that they improvise on the fly. You know, they're really, really good at that. A lot of this could come down to coaching if it comes down to what happens, you know, in the waning moments of the game. So you look at Doug Peterson with Philadelphia, you look at Bill Belichick when he's the masterful chess game that he runs, and you look at the, you know, Tom Brady or Nick Foles, the backup that somehow it's a mismatch, but it's not that much of a mismatch when you look at the great defense for Philly, what they'll try to do to Brady, you look at the whole pocket thing for him. There's a reason the Patriots are the favorite, because we see what they can do time and time again. Rob Gronkowski, the tight end for the Patriots, was cleared from concussion protocol, and he says he's ready to roll. That's a big factor for the Patriots. There's no question about that. We'll see. We'll see. I'll tell you more about what I think is when we jump into that segment. So we move from that note from Don, and we go to this one from Frank, who says, Kate, this one kind of just took me by surprise. I don't know, maybe it shouldn't have, and I don't know why. With so many people committing suicide, it seems like we just deal with it. It's a normal thing. But I just read somewhere that Fidel Castro's son took his own life, and apparently he was a depressed kind of guy. Did you hear that same story? I did. It was all over the place. They called him Fidelito Castro Diaz Balart, the oldest son. Yes, he was 68. I guess he had some kind of sort of depression that he was dealing with, and they did release it. So, the news came out, and he was the only child of Fidel Castro and his first wife. They divorced before he was even in power in Cuba. So, in fact, his cousin Mario Diaz Balart is a Republican congressman in Florida and, of course, a big critic of the Cuban government. You see him all over the place. So, you saw him around his father a lot in the early days and some of the footage that they showed. But, and he was hanging around. He was there for all kinds of the parties and everything else. He even studied in the Soviet Union. He married a Russian woman, according to what they're saying. But, I guess he was the nuclear power program. He ran it, until he had a falling out with his father and then was dismissed. And so anyway, that is the reason why, supposedly, that the depression got the better of him. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Keith, who says, Katie Kate, I love when you do the movie reviews, and I'm wondering if, just off the cuff, you've seen any ones that you would totally recommend. Yes, one that will make you laugh, and it's like, I don't even know, I wouldn't even call it a dark comedy. It just brings up that whole Tanya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan thing, but it's called I, Tanya, and it's done really, really well. It is. And in fact, the other wanted to go and see it, so I wasn't really even pushing him for it that much, but he wanted to go see it. We did, and we both really, really liked it. We both really, really liked it. How about that? So I say thumbs up to it. I would also say I like The Post. I don't know. I like that whole thing that happened with the Pentagon Papers, and Katherine Graham spoke at my college graduation And I was always intrigued by her and that role that she played as the woman who was kind of dismissed because it was her own father gave basically let her husband run the company and she was behind the scenes. And then when he died, she was in charge and the decisions she had to make. So so much of it focuses on that. And I thought that was a really, really good movie, too, as well. Okay, so let's see. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, I know you started off the week talking about another horrific school shooting, and yet there is another one. These poor kids. Can't kids go to high school without fear of somebody opening fire that they may be sitting next to in class? I'm not trying to be an exaggerator or a fearmonger, but I just think it's so sad. I hate hearing these stories. I was driving around today, and I heard a little bit about it, and I believe it's somewhere in L.A. Ding, it wasn't. 15-year-old boy was shot in the head. A 15-year-old girl was shot in the wrist, and this was at Saul Castro Middle School in L.A. Two other students were grazed by bullets, and there's a 12-year-old. 12. Let me say this again. A 12-year-old in custody. This is now three shootings at a middle school and high school so far, and we just rolled into February. Remember, we were just talking about the 15-year-old student who shot 16 people, killing two other 15-year-olds at Marshall County High School in Benton, Kentucky. There's people listening to us in Kentucky. And, of course, that student faces two charges of murder, 12 counts of first-degree assault. So sad. Bailey Holt, I remember her name, the reading about her. And then Preston Cope both died at the hospital. And you see their young faces, and you're like, wow, this just wrapping your head around that is just so sad. And then you know, what was it about? And there was one that was thwarted the other day. And there was the kid that had an arsenal that he was assembling. And that's frightening. It seems epidemic-like to me, but the kids know this. They sign anti-bullying agreements in some districts. They have drills. I mean, almost everywhere they have drills. And they know what to do if something should erupt. And I've said this before, but I can't imagine sending my child off to that. But that's, I mean, this is what you do, right? Because you can't be paranoid. There, it's still a small amount compared to how many schools there are. But it's so sad. It's like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Whose kid is not wound right because of whatever is happening in their life or whatever the reason is, and then just dealing with that aftermath is so, so depressing, I think. Oof, so depressing. All right, one more quick one. This one is from Ray, and Ray says, Kate, I hope you get my email in. Ray, we're doing it. And he says, did you hear this story about Romney running for the Senate? What do you make of that? Oh, I make of that he could win it, and that, of course, he's running for the Senate because he's the logical guy to step in there for Orrin, or he's one of the guys that could step in there for Orrin Hatch. And he has name recognition, and he certainly has name recognition in his home state of, you know, where he was raised, his home state, well, I shouldn't say he was raised, but his home state of Utah. So, sure, and he has the means to do it, to really run, if he needed to spend some money on, you know, on running the campaign, which I'm assuming that's probably what will happen there. So he may have a good chance of winning, might have a good chance, because the Democrat also, there's a Democrat that has a little bit of sway that's also running, jumping into it, right? Mm-hmm. All right, one last one. I just found this out from Kim. I didn't realize this. There was a Democratic congressperson playing Candy Crush during the State of the Union. Who was it? It was a woman. Stay with us. Nail on the Score next.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
There's one game left. It is the Super Bowl. Philadelphia Eagles taking on the New England Patriots. The Patriots are favored by 4. So how about that? And you look at it, it's pretty fitting in a way because it's the underdogs against the Super Pros. Tom Brady has crazy numbers. He is crazy. Got a fistful of rings, looking for his 6th ring. There's so many reasons you could look at the Patriots and say, you know, they rarely turn the ball over. They have a defense that gives them pretty good spots on the field. And they're not going to be an easy team to beat. Philadelphia Eagles, on the other hand, have a great defense. Nick Foles is looking for targets like Zach Ertz, who's been his favorite since Carson Wentz went down with the injury. I don't think you can discount Philadelphia. They are relishing this underdog role. They can also adjust on the fly, and they have won a few games by the hair of their chinny chin chins, just like the Patriots. But there's a reason why the Patriots are favored. So if you want to level a guess here on Nail the Score, you have to dial these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I want to talk about this for a second. So much the Super Bowl is just like a national holiday. It's crazy. Justin Timberlake is the halftime show, and here's what he had to say about heading into Super Bowl 52 in this role.
Vegas has a lot of odds on it. Vegas has a lot of odds on it, I heard. From NSYNC to Jay to Chris Stapleton to Janet. And but this year I'm just excited. My band is the Tennessee Kids. I feel like they're my special guests, and I'm excited this year to rock the stage.
He's talking about special guests. He can't stop talking about that. What the odds makers are saying about who the special guest could be, that he could pop somebody on, just like that happened a couple of years ago. I want to say it happened with Katy Perry, and she brought on Missy Elliott or somebody and a couple of other people. So Justin Timberlake, because of the big controversy over Janet Jackson, maybe she would pop up. I wouldn't be stunned if that happened. Here's what he said about the feeling in all of this. Just can't stop that feeling.
I think the odds are good that I may have a little can't stop the feeling in the show. That's all I'm giving away. I'm not giving away anything else. So don't even try it.
Because everybody wants to know his playlist. Bringing Sexy back. What's he got? I mean, he's got so many hit songs. That's one of them. And Can't Stop the Feeling, you know, boom, boom, boom. That was a very popular song, too. So that's why he keeps getting asked about that. So he's not revealing anything. Special guests, what the song list is, any of that kind of stuff. As for Tom Brady, he had something to say about playing into his 40s. How does he feel about that?
I've always wanted to play to my mid-40s. So, I mean, we'll see. But, you know, football is such a physical sport. I mean, every game really could be your last game. I mean, it's the reality of the sport. So, you know, I'd love to plan for those things. I try to work hard at the things I need to in order to allow my body to feel good, you know, week after week, year after year. You know, I've got a good routine that's really worked for me, especially over the last, I don't know, 10, 12 years.
All right, there you go. He says he's going to play into his 40s. So you can play along with us, 855-266-2283, 855-266-2283. I'll give my guess after I go through everybody. But let's go out to Pete. He has the honors. He gets to kick things off. Hello, Peter. What do you say?
Oh, I say congratulations to you and your Eagles. I can't believe that crap.
I can't believe that crap. Yeah, thanks. That's a backhanded compliment. That's what we call it.
32-28 Pats.
32-28 Pats. Okay, yeah, the score right up there with what I'm saying, that it'd be that close. Pete, we'll see. Make sure that you don't eat too much of that 7-layer dip. It's so tempting when you do that. It's the biggest day for ordering pizzas, too, by the way. All right, let's go to Dan, who is listening to us as well in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello. Okay, 31-27, I'm taking the Eagles.
Woo!
And I think Brady's about to get the damnedest surprise he ever saw. This guy, Nick Foles, he is a real live quarterback, and he can throw.
And he's from Texas.
Yep.
From Texas. I agree. He can throw, and he had some good years in the beginning when he hooked up with Philadelphia, then he bounced back to Philly. Dan, enjoy the Super Bowl. You are locked and loaded, my friend. Sharon in Portland, Maine, ready to check in with her guests for the Super Bowl here on Nail the Score. Hey, Sharon.
Hi there.
What say
How are
you? I'm awesome. What do you think?
I am rooting for Philly.
Yay! Yay! Where are the Angels singing? I love it.
I'm so sick of the Patriots.
Good.
And their arrogant attitude.
Yes.
Philly, 31, Patriots, 24.
Woo! So another Philly. I hope you are right, Sharon, and good luck with that. That's awesome. She loves Nail the Score. She always asks me when I'm doing it, and we like Sharon. She's up there in that snow. Anyone who can be that hardy to deal with the snow like that and just get the shovel out, you just do what you do, you know? Let's go to Russell in Kentucky. Hey, Russell.
Hey, Kate. I'm got to go with Philly, too. I'm a Dallas fan. NFC, you know, I think it's time for them to win it. So if my Cowboys can't win it, why not let the Eagles win one?
Okay.
24-27 Eagles.
All right, 27-24 Eagles. I like it, Russell. I am so excited for this game, and I'm so excited that you jumped on the bandwagon that I'm on. Thank you very much. So when I look at this team, it's hard for me to be objective, to be honest, even though I've just like politics and just like business and just like the world of, as I said, content. I feel like I'm a content curator, and I was born into that. So I like sports, right? I mean, I've always paid attention, just like politics, just like business. And sometimes you get too close to it, you know. Sometimes you have the right picture, but not the right frame. I think this time I got them both. I think I got them both. And I'm going to say Philly wins it, but I think it's a darn close game. I think Philly wins it, and I believe the final score is going to be, gosh, I went back and forth on this. I believe the final score is going to be 27 to 23. So an odd score seems unlikely, but could happen. I just hope we see a good game, too. Nothing like a blowout, because to me, even wanting the Eagles to win, in all honesty, I hate watching blowout football, and I hate watching any kind of blowout game. If you have a kid on the field and they're playing peewee football, they're playing t-ball, or they're just playing baseball, they're playing whatever sport, yeah, I say amen to that. You want a blowout for your kid. But when you're watching, you know, this professional stuff, I like tight games. It's just so much more fun because they're long. So the Super Bowl has all that pageantry leading up to it, and then you swing into the actual game itself. And like I said, New England is favored by 4 points to win it. Will Tom Brady get his sixth ring this time around? I mean, he's crazy good. He has crazy, crazy numbers. He feels super, super confident. He's in the right place at the right time with the right weapons around him. And you know, what's interesting is there's so much buzz over the Super Bowl that the respective teams, Philadelphia and the New England Patriot fans, apparently are doing their part to break records on Fanatics, which is the world's largest seller of licensed gear. Eagle fans have bought 50% more gear so far than even the Seattle Seahawks fans did for their conference championship or to the last Super Bowl that they were in. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. We'll see what happens. Enjoy the game, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.